So, what did you decide to do?
So, I presented him with all the information, talked about, look, if you don't do anything, here's my best guess as to when you will relapse. And that best guess was probably 12 to 18 months. If you take lenalidomide, here's my best guess is when you will relapse. And then we talked at length about the fact that we don't have phase three data supporting the use of triplet maintenance therapy post-transplant, but that we know from both newly diagnosed and relapsed refractory setting that the combination of an IMID and a proteasome inhibitor can at least partially abrogate the effects of high-risk disease, and that if the goal is to really try to keep his disease under control for as long as possible, my recommendation would be to use triplet maintenance therapy. Now, the kind of standard out there at this point in time is based on a manuscript out of Emory by Nuka et al., where they used kind of a modified lenalidomide bortezomib dexamethasone maintenance regimen for their high-risk patients for up to 3 years. Because of the peripheral neuropathy and because of the patient's very strong opinion that he never wanted to get treated with bortezomib again, I recommended that we substitute exazomib for bortezomib. I, of course, discussed the fact that we don't really have data supporting this, but that we do know, at least in the relapsed refractory setting, that lenalidomide and exazomib can at least partially overcome the adverse effects associated with high-risk disease, and counseled him that hopefully this regimen would not increase his existing neuropathy and that he should be able to tolerate it. He was still a little bit on the fence about therapy, but we discussed that you could always start, kind of see what his quality of life was, and if it was acceptable to him, then continue for as long as possible.
So what happened?
I saw him just about 2 months ago, so as far as I know, he has started therapy. I told him that if he was not able to tolerate it, that he should come back and see me. Again, he is following with his local oncologist on a regular basis and not me, so I'm assuming that right now, no news is good news.